Yo, people, welcome to the Spare Change podcast with myself, Fabs. Over to the right of me, we have, and he's not ready, so we're going to go over to
Luke, hey.
And then we got, yep.
Rax.
Yeah, Rax there. Now he's just jamming some popcorn.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, eating all day because he's, you know, been fucked up. You know what I mean? Like late and just
been doing Ramadan.
Yeah.
Fasting. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam.
There you go. There you go.
Don't be smacking your lips in people's ears.
Mental.
I never do that. Don't ever do that.
I just hear.
I don't know what the big deal about that is. Still,
you can't be doing that, man.
What, well, eating?
People's commute to work.
And you're lip slapping.
Are you hungry?
Huh?
If you're hungry, eat.
No,
but there's time and a place.
Exactly.
Is there?
Yeah. And this guy clearly doesn't know the time or the place.
I don't believe. Eat on, bro.
Yeah. What are you doing right now?
But there's a way to do it as well.
Anyway,
I'm gonna do it on the mic. There's a way to do it.
Anyway, people, thank you for
how you doing?
Thank you for the listenership as usual. Apple Podcast gang, Spotify
gang.
Yeah, man. How's everyone doing? Hopefully, everyone out there is doing well. How's everyone doing in here?
Always good, man. Always good.
Yeah, man. All right. Yeah, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Need a trim. Every man in the room's got a trim, but me. So. How are you asking another man if he's got a trim when he clearly got a trim?
He's blind, man.
I couldn't see it.
You can see the fade.
I couldn't see that. Yeah, I think I should do it earlier still, but I just said no. I don't know if that was like new.
Oh, no, it's new.
Is it new?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Shower down.
Yeah, man, and I got the high top. With no fade on the side. But yeah, everything's blessed over here.
Bad thing. No fade on the side sometimes, it's fine.
Nah, man, you have to have a fade.
Yeah, you do.
I thought level one was the shit back in the day.
It was still though.
But level one.
Bro, yeah, level one was cold.
I've had a level one for the longest time, Rax. Don't lie. I was sticking on. I was exposing the podcast.
I exposed
the podcast.
Who,
bro?
I saw you talk about getting a lineup earlier,
bro. You're talking about to our listeners, to our male listeners, what's a lineup? Because Rax is telling me a lineup and a trim are the same thing.
No, I never said that.
Oh, so you're
I'm not gonna get into a lineup.
You said no. You just said I'm getting a lineup.
You're a liar.
Anyway, Fabs, was I not on the phone arguing with him for time?
Yeah,
because he didn't hear me properly.
No, I so asked I, you several
I,
times.
You not said it like bare times, times, so he must have heard you.
I heard you several times. Anyway,
but no.
Anyway, I don't expose Rax. But everyone had a level one back in the day.
Everyone did, man. Come
on. I had a Mohican at one point, which was terrible.
Actually, team Rax with a level one. There's my pictures somewhere. With
no, there's bare pictures of Rax with a level one.
A level one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One.
Level one, bro.
One level all over.
One.
One level all over, man.
One.
One, yeah. All I need is one mic. Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know why the go-to was level one. Like, now that everyone has fades now, you can see just the beauty in the fade.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know why man was doing that.
My dad makes me do that.
Yeah. I used to get forced to do a level one, and then I think one day I was just experimenting barbers, as I do sometimes.
Yeah.
Got the fade, I never went back. Never went back, man. Got slits in the eyebrows as well.
That's wild stuff.
Looking mad sweet.
Why do light skinned niggas do that?
No, the slits are coming back. I'm seeing guys with slits in their eyebrows now.
I'm not bringing them back. I saw dude and the barbers get slits.
Yeah, slits.
That pissed me off as well.
Slits are coming back.
More angry. Got
nosser. Slits are coming back. I'm telling you, man. Weird things are coming back. A V-Su's coming back. I saw someone in a V-Su today.
A V-Su?
You might not know about a V-Su.
Nah, I know about a V-Su, but is it coming back?
It's coming. On my life, it's coming back. You'll see bare people in a V-Su this year. Like, a V-Su's coming back. Slits and eyebrows. Like, everything's moving mad. So, yeah. Throwback Thursday every day.
Trust me.
Throwback Thursday every day.
Trust, man.
But, yeah, man.
What are we doing? We get into the
to the music, okay? Alright, cool. We'll get straight to the...
Get to the music straight away.
So...
A couple musics come out, innit? So...
A couple of musics? Yeah, what kind of grammar is that?
Huh?
What kind of grammar is that?
Yeah, we need to correct our grammar sometimes.
Getting a couple music come out.
A couple musics come out.
Anyway.
Well, musics.
Yeah.
A couple musics have come out.
So what do you want to go for? Are you going to go for Khaled or Woodward?
No, no, we'll leave Khaled to the last.
Who's going to be first?
The Diggity album.
Diggity? No, Digga Doubt.
Ain't listen to it. So
yeah, listen to it.
That's you, man.
How can you not listen? Bro, why do you do this all the time, by the way? You always listen to things mad late.
I don't like, sometimes I really don't like, especially with artists that I don't fully fuck with. If I like listen when there's bare hype around it, I might not like.
It might cloud your judgment.
Fair enough. So I want to make sure I get the right judgment. And then one day randomly on the podcast, I'll just shout out. That thing was sick, you know. But you get me. But yeah, go on.
I'd rather listen to it and then listen to it again. And then like have an opinion on it like I did on one of Drake's albums. And then come back and say, oh, that's sick. Like, I'd rather just do it in my own time. But yeah, Diggity's album. Rax, what do you think about it?
He's good still. He's decent. Decent artist. He's got bars. He's been barring.
I don't like Drew in it, so.
You don't like Drew? Oh, yeah. I don't like Drew either.
I don't like. No. So I'm putting it out there from now. So it's quite repetitive. Like, most of the things repetitive to me, innit? So the flow is completely repetitive. The beats.
You know what I think I find about Drew is that it's mad aggressive sometimes. Mad aggressive.
Yeah, that's what it's about though.
So aggressive.
I can see why the media outside of the culture kind of scrutinize it.
Yeah.
Mm. Because of the lyric, if you break down the lyrics, it is kind of mad. Yeah. You're talking about quiffing and chinging, man.
I've seen some vicious chingins.
Yeah, exactly. I can see why they scrutinize and kill the culture for it.
Vicious chingins.
But this is what these people are seeing in it. So obviously they're just trying to explain their environment. And some people, they don't even see these things, but they're just talking, the slang and glamorizing in it. But yeah. Anyway, back to his album. I liked four tracks off the album.
Oh wow.
Shit, you want to do that? I haven't got a track list up. So, the intro, P4DP. I like that.
That was alright. That was good, actually, yeah.
Good. No Diet.
That was good, obviously.
And Six and Four.
Is that at the end?
Just the end track, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
And They Wanna Know. Those are my standouts off the album.
Do you like the one with the from Liverpool?
A-Star.
Yeah, do you like
it? A-Star's not from Liverpool, though.
So. I swear he was. Is that what it was?
A-Star's not from... I don't know where A-Star's
from. He's got a mad accent.
No, his accent's mad. Yeah, that's the one I like. But I don't like A-Star's verse.
He's not from Liverpool.
I don't know where he's from.
I think he is.
I think he's from Liverpool.
He's from Liverpool?
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
How can you not think he's from Liverpool? Yeah, bro. He sounds best.
I tried to ignore his whole verse. What do you man think about, like, people from outside London in terms of what, like... The accents. I know, like, Brum have a heavy accent.
Mm. I think Manchester. Except maybe Brum, but I think girls from up north sound...
I'm talking about girls, I'm talking about rappers.
It's my bad.
Nigga brought it straight to the females.
Jesus. You said people, you didn't say rappers.
All right, rappers, like, so, we're music right now. If you want to talk about that, we'll save that for another segment later. But
part of the segment, because you said people.
Alright, cool. Let's start with rappers. So, rappers... In terms
kinda
of
mad. They sound kind of mad, like, but they're decent. I can't knock them.
I can't say they're bad. Obviously, yeah.
They're bars, isn't it?
No, it's not. I can't say that. I can't say they're bad, innit? But obviously, they're not to my eardrums, innit? Man can't sit there and listen to people phlegming in my ear.
That's so rude. Fuck you.
No. That is rude. But it's the truth, man. I can't. Sometimes I can't understand people's accents, innit? So
yeah, fuck it. I hear that still.
What about you, Fabs?
Me personally, I don't mind it. It just depends, man. Like, if they're making good music, then I could fuck with it. Like, Mist makes good music, so
yeah,
you know, I can tolerate it.
True,
you know. So,
but I don't even feel like his accent's too heavy.
It is
too wrong.
It is still, and that's the thing. Like, even in music, like you don't really hear too much of that. You know, it's there, but you don't pay attention to it so much because they're barring and stuff. So, because you notice that with Mister, you don't really listen to that, so you don't really hear it anymore. If anything, Lady Leisha, like, you don't really hear the accent, but she's got the accent.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Yeah.
Alright, cool. Yeah. But back to the Diggity album.
That was good. I liked it. What did you rate it?
We're gonna rate it 4. I don't like drill. But I'll listen. Oh, I don't think I'll listen to it again. I'll listen to four tracks out of it, innit? So I'll give it a four.
It's a four, any four tracks? You don't need to hold up.
No, I'll listen to four tracks again out of it.
How many tracks is there?
There's like 10 tracks. There's 10
so
tracks.
It's 4 out of 10.
You gave it a 4.
Because I listened to 4 tracks out of 10.
That's understandable.
Did you listen to all of it?
Yeah.
Okay, but you like 4 tracks?
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Four, that's almost...
Did you like Shotty Shane?
Can't complain.
I live up to my name.
What about you, Rex?
I'll probably say like a 5 maybe. He's alright. It was. Do you know what it is? When I first heard it, I was like, nah. I think I said it in the group chat. I said, this is trash. I said I didn't like the album. Right? Did I say that in the group chat?
No, I didn't. No, you didn't say that.
I did say that.
No, it's one of the other group chats.
That's not our group chat. Wrong group chat.
Shoddy like a melody.
What were you singing? Anyway, back to the album. Rex?
Yeah. Well,
Jesus Christ. Alright, listen, yeah.
Can I say, I don't really like it. I said I don't really like it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, my bad.
But yeah, no, either way. Okay, cool, so you rate it like 5, yeah?
Yeah, it's 5. It's decent.
What do you not rate it to beat to?
-3.
No, you cannot beat to that.
That's mad aggressive. What am I being?
Why would you want to do that?
You're doing straight doggy. 100 miles per hour.
1 to beat you.
Why do you have to do doggy 100 miles per hour? Like, we're listening to drill. Why can't you beat to drill?
It's man aggressive, man. Bro, that's not the zone you want
to
be in.
Bro, I don't even listen to drill anyway.
Alright, so you couldn't beat to hip hop?
I can beat to hip hop.
Like old school hip hop?
Most hip hop I can beat to.
To the boogie to beat.
the boogie to the beat.
Hey, what you hit is not a test. I'm rocking to the beat. Yeah? You mean to the... Yo, you, yeah. Hey, listen, someone in here, yeah? Not me, because I'm the only person that would do it. But someone in here, yeah, should play that tune when they beat and then let me know how it goes.
I'll do it.
Make sure you
and just see what happens. Like, just make it come on the playlist.
No, I'll just play it. I'll pick it.
No, don't pick it. Like, don't pick it. No, don't pick it. No, don't pick it. Basically, like, put it. Make just do a playlist up, line and up. Line it up.
Line it up.
Like two songs down. Two songs down, and then literally it will just play. And then like, it'll be like,
I might just put it in loop.
What are you talking about? Old school hip hop.
Yeah, with
the
Oh, you're talking about old
don't oh. Stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hip, 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 hip. Don't stop the rhyme to the bang, yeah. Bang, boogie, the bump, bop, bing, 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 bing. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rocking to the beat.
Yeah, you're even mad. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's
a rhythm. What? I'm boring.
You're not boring.
That's bars.
That's boring.
You're going to be doing that while you're in doggy.
Wow.
Doggy's not my favorite, you know.
Bro, this is so off topic.
That's fine. Well, like, it's not really my favourite, so.
Why?
I don't know. Actually, no, it is still. Actually, no, it's not my favourite. I'm lost.
Are you okay?
Huh?
Are you okay?
Are you not alright?
Anyway.
Fine.
Rex is just hungry, so Rex is going to be quiet for the majority of the podcast, people. It's going to be, like, when certain things happen, Rex is going to be mad confused and
quiet.
Yeah, like, yeah. Because he's hungry.
Did I tell him I was hungry?
Gee, see?
Oh.
Did I say
yeah.
I'm telling you, Rex, your memory is atrocious.
No, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, it's atrocious.
I know.
It's not even bad.
It's bad.
It's atrocious.
Everyone needs to eat prior to coming to the podcast next time.
I've eaten.
I blame Nossa. Make sure he's going to hear this as well, properly.
What's his name?
Nossa.
Yeah, El Barber. Shout out to Nossa, man.
Ah.
Level 1 with a fade. Level 1 with a skin fade.
Leaving your blood cut, Barber.
Nah.
Yeah, cool. So what are we going to next one? You guys said Blade.
No, we'll stay on music. Not Blade. If you're going to stay UK music, then Blade's got, by the looks of things, Blade's got Bags and Boxes 4 coming out soon. He dropped a snippet.
Ages ago, right?
Yeah, but no. He genuinely looks like he's coming, innit?
Why did he not drop it that time? Why did he not drop it that time? Why do you think he didn't drop it?
I think he didn't have it ready. He's like, I think he's a businessman, innit? So I don't think he's really focused on music like that.
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know the guy's business like that, but I assume like he's got other things going on in his life.
No one does.
He's got other things going on in his life, innit? So yeah. I can assume that he's not focused on music.
I genuinely thought he was going to drop it when he dropped that.
What was it? What was the first track
he dropped? The one with Heady One and the one with K-Trap.
Yeah.
So, like, he's got those two tunes out already, and then he dropped a snippet on Instagram. It sounded crazy, talking about having that money hidden in Africa.
Yeah, sounded so cold. That's when I was like, oh, yeah. That's when I actually thought, like, right, like, has he still not dropped the album?
Nah, yeah,
that's what made me think, like, right, like, he still ain't dropped the album.
I just wonder if the Tig the Author song is gonna be on. Is it Tig the Author? Was that the guy that had it? Yeah, anyway, whatever song he had a kind of commercial song.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one with
Kenesha's Rhythm?
Yeah.
Blocker. If that's on the Bags and Boxes 4, which I doubt, that's not his kind of sound, isn't it? So
I think it might be.
I think it won't be.
It might be on that.
That's not Blade Sound. Blade Sound is mad aggressive and just for the streets.
It's dark, yeah.
It's dark and just, so I doubt it'll be on there. Mm. But it looks like it's going to come out summer, hopefully August. What do you think it's going to sound like? And
aggression.
Just
pure aggression.
What about you, Fabs? Do you listen to Blade?
Yeah. Pretty much what Rex said, man. It's just going to be the same as usual. Because obviously it's the Bags and Boxes Fridigy. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What?
Fridigy, innit? So, yeah, it's got to stick to that theme, innit?
Stick to the cold.
Yeah, it's got to stick to that theme. So, 100%. I think he's just trying to make it as true as possible to that sound, innit? So, hopefully it's not a letdown, man.
Like, nah, definitely not going to be a letdown.
Oh, I just hope not.
Definitely not. He dropped them first tracks. What, when did he drop them tracks?
Just before Christmas, I think.
Just before Christmas. That can't be trash.
They're not going to be on there.
Huh?
What, the K-Trap tune and the Heady One tune?
They're not going to be on there?
Nah.
I think they will be.
It's too... If he doesn't drop it in summer, they're not... Forget about it. If he doesn't drop it in August, latest, those tracks ain't on there. Forget about it.
Mm.
They're just not on there, man. Doesn't suit him. Unless it's a mixtape, right? Well, yeah, Bags and Boxes is a mixtape.
It's always a mixtape, yeah.
But unless he's making this an album.
No, but he can monetize. He's monetizing it. They can monetize it now, innit? So
yeah.
Right, you're right. But I just don't. Okay, cool. Yeah. So maybe he would put them on there if he does it like that. But I don't think so. I just can't see him doing it. Someone like Blade just kind of strikes me as the person to just make a whole project and just leave those tracks as separate.
You know what I mean? Think so.
Yeah, I see him like that. Like a Dave brought out Funky Friday, all of that, and didn't make an album.
Funky Friday, yeah.
But, yeah, man.
All right. But that's the UK music that we've quickly summarized.
But let's get to the big one, man.
Khaled's album.
Big Khaled, man. Khaled's album came out on last Friday. He didn't do pretty much, like, he didn't release. Usually he releases a track in it, like, before, like, a single or something like that.
Secretly he did, though.
What, the Jay-Z tune?
No Brainer.
And No Brainer, yeah. Jay-Z tune and No Brainer. Yeah. Okay, I hear that, but that was time ago, so.
That was last year, but.
Yeah, so you can't count that, really. But I hear you, though. But he didn't really bring out.
Right, a lead single
into the album. He didn't do that. Apparently it was for obviously Nipsey, because he had that tune with Nipsey and stuff like that, so
mm-hmm.
he didn't want to release it before, or you know what I mean?
I don't think that's logical, though, in terms of not releasing a lead single prior to the Nipsey tune and whatnot, because I think he had that planned. The Nipsey tune obviously it's be planned prior to his death, so it's not going to have nothing to do with the Nipsey situation, I don't think.
Yeah, I think that was.
I think not. I don't think he wanted to make that the lead single prior to the Nipsey situation.
I think he did, you know. I think he did, because if you look at it, he already had a tune. He already had the No Brainer tune, which is like a big, you know, loads of big artists on there. Mm-hmm. He had the Jay-Z Beyonce tune already, so he's already had two big tunes out already. So putting out the Nipsey tune, coming off the back of what Nipsey was coming off of anyway, like a Grammy nomination, a really good album, you know what I mean? Like, all of that, it would have been probably it would have been good to probably have Nipsey on there. Now I could be wrong in it. You could be right. You know,
I just don't think Nipsey. I don't think Nipsey had the mainstream buzz until he obviously when you pass away, everyone your worth goes tenfold or even twentyfold out the window, innit? So I think prior to that, like Nipsey didn't have the mainstream buzz. Even with his Grammy nomination, I don't think he was getting the looks that he should have been getting.
I think he was.
I don't think he should. He's.
I think it was steadily growing. Hey, it might have been growing slowly, but I feel like loads of people knew who he was that didn't know who he was before from that album. I definitely think so. Especially him getting nominated for a Grammy, that put his name out there a lot more. And then even him being like festivals over here.
Yeah.
That like his name was around, so. I think he was growing steadily. He was still going to be known as, you know, he wasn't going to be a fucking massive rapper or anything like that. Like, he wasn't going to be on, like, you know, a Drake level or J. Cole level. He was never going to be on that level ever. Maybe, never.
But it's just
I thought he had enough buzz to like Khaled to maybe want to
make him a lead single.
With John Legend.
I don't think to make him a lead single, to make that lead single off the album. I don't think. Prior to his death, it would have projected the way it's projected now, because obviously the feel that it has, like,
it's
got a spiritual tone.
No, 100%.
We haven't even gone into the album yet, but that one song prior to it, it's got a spiritual tone behind it, and obviously now that he's passed, it's kind of added to the.
It was mad when I heard that as well, man. Jeez.
Added to it. So let's get into the album. So what do you, man, think? What was your standout tracks? And let's go through the track list, man.
What was the first track? The
First track,
Holy Mountain.
The Holy Mountain.
Yeah, cold. I like that.
Yeah, I liked it.
One spliff.
You said it's alright.
Keep the
demons away.
One spliff.
I've heard
that
tune.
You like it?
The
Woodja
Banton tune.
Oh, you did the album. Okay, cool.
No, the tune's good.
It's
just alright. It's
alright. It's alright.
It's not amazing. I liked it. It's very good. Do you like the one with Cardi? Cardi 21.
Yeah, that's good.
It was alright.
Wow, that was alright for me. Do you like that better than Budget Madness thing?
I probably vibe to it more. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
All right, cool.
What did you like? What? Hold on 2 seconds, because I'm tired of the smugness. Yeah?
What
did you like about the Budget Madness tune? Go on.
I liked it. It was a good tune.
Low it. Tell me what you liked about it. Because you're gassing it.
Who was on it?
007. No, 07. Oh, Shake.
Yeah,
07. Oh,
07 or Shake.
Yeah, 07 or Shake was cold on it as well. What do you mean?
She was okay.
Is it a she?
By the way, it's a she.
Raw.
She was okay.
Yeah,
bro.
She's
mad.
She's
I didn't know that.
The tune was just okay. Like, it weren't. I think you're just getting gas of the one spliff a day, keep the evil away.
No, that's definitely what it was, because I've heard that a million times. No, that's definitely not what it was. It was definitely. What's her name?
07 or Shake.
What did she do that was special?
I liked it, bro. But she had a mad energy when she came on the track. Are you crazy?
No, I like.
She had mad energy.
I like Mavado being there, because man ain't heard him in years, blood.
Who?
Mavado was sick on the
track. Mavado was cold as well.
What happened to what's happened to Mavado, though?
He's there. He's about. Isn't he? He's just
I heard him release anything.
In the background, though.
Yeah, he's still there.
No, but he signed to DJ Khaled. He ain't released nothing.
Yeah, man. You know how Khaled is. Khaled don't let no one release.
Anyway, back to the album. No negativity. So after that is Jealous. So Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, and
that's good.
Big Sean.
Yeah, it's a good track.
That's a very good tune. That's a very commercial tune. It's going to do well, I think. The radio tune. Next tune's very radio friendly. The Scissor tune.
Bang. Did you like it?
I liked it. I liked it.
I think he should have left that alone.
I don't think he should have. I don't think
that's a banger still.
I know. I know. The only criticism of the song is I don't think the hook fits the beat. Personally, I think it's a bit corny.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think it fits the beat. I think they could have found a better hook.
I like
the song and it's growing on me a lot more.
What would you like done with the hook?
I don't know. I'm not a singer.
What?
I'm not a songwriter.
Bruv, you rap a bit.
I'm not a songwriter.
You could do a melody though.
Yeah, but if I sat down, I'd have to sit down and think about it.
Doing it off top right now.
I can't do it off top right now.
Just quickly.
Nah, I'm not doing it.
I'm gonna do the beat right now.
I'm not doing it off top. You're just gonna do the beat for no reason. I don't know what you're doing. Anyway, sorry to our listeners. Apologies. That's a technical difficulty. I don't know what's happening with Fabs right now.
You're looking mad right now.
right, go.
Man sounded like Mario. Man sounded like Mario 64.
That's the tune. Cool. And then, bangers on there though. But yeah, go on.
Next tune, You Stay, Meek Mill, J Balvin, Little Baby.
You liked it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
Good. Good track.
Jeremiah.
Video was cold as well.
Video's good.
Yeah, you've been putting out hella videos.
Yeah.
He just dropped hella videos.
He dropped 8 or 9 videos in the space of 3 days.
I don't know if the listeners know that, but he dropped hella videos.
Bro. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah,
and then next tune, Celebrate. I didn't like that. Travis Scott and Post Malone.
Skippable. Very skippable.
I like that one. I thought it was a rap.
You liked it?
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
I didn't like it, man.
Nah, man.
I wasn't mad at it.
Skip for me. I don't go back to listen to that. I skip it when I listen to it.
Wasn't mad at it.
My tune on... It's battling between another tune. So, Higher, the Nipsey Hussle, John Legend tune.
What? You think that's... What?
That's my second favourite.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. That's my second favourite. Definitely up there for me.
Yeah, second favourite for me. Yeah.
It might be my second favourite, or I don't know. I'm not sure yet. I need to keep listening to it. Next tune, Nas, CeeLo Green, Want It
Soul. Cold.
I thought that was alright for me. Cold.
It was okay.
Yeah. Wow, you man are really...
No. I might have even mad or something.
I wanted more from Nas.
Nas and CeeLo on a thing, song needs to be longer, man.
Yeah, I wanted more.
I think that track was like the longest.
Weather Storm.
On the album.
Let me check.
Huh?
It might have been the longest track on the album, though.
No, but I mean, when we're talking about just the song in general,
you want to hear CeeLo do ballads.
You want to hear, yeah, CeeLo do his thing. But also for me, it was Nas. Like I need a little bit more. But that's fine.
That's almost 5 minutes. Then you need 5 minutes. That was actually.
I need more.
It's 4.
I need 7 minutes.
7. Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
That's alright.
Next tune.
Weather the Storm.
Meek. I like that tune.
Very big. Very big tune.
I like Meek's flow on it, like the delivery, like classic Meek. I didn't like Lil Baby on it. I liked his content. I just don't like Lil Baby's rapping style. It's not really for me.
I don't think he should have put Baby on that. I think he could have
left Meek and given him another verse.
I agree with that, man. Yeah.
Personally, you can left him out.
Next tune, Big Boy Talk, Jeezy, Rick Ross.
Liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. I can't complain about it.
Yeah, it was good. You like it?
Right.
Fabs?
What's that?
Okay. it wasn't that great. It was just
The next tune, Freaking You, Lil Wayne and Gunna.
You like it?
All right, no, let's discuss this. So the sample was amazing. I just think they were the two wrong rappers to be on that.
Yeah.
Two wrong, especially Gunna. Like, I don't know why Gunna was there. Lil Wayne sounded very intoxicated. I won't skip it because I like the instrumental. It's very
skip that every time.
And then obviously
I skip that to get to thank you.
No, wait. So wait,
I skip it to thank you.
Alright, cool. So
because thank you's next.
Top off, No Brainer, and then thank you, Big Sean. I think that's the track on number the album for me. Number one track on the album for me.
Yeah,
I think Big Sean
that might be number one. Yeah,
Big Sean's talking his talk.
Hands down, nothing. I can't pick anything better from that album to top that track from Sean.
I think it's the standout track for me. That and the Nipsey track. Sean's talking his shit, and like you can see where his mind is at in terms of what he's thinking about in life.
Right.
He's talking about chakras. You know that Janae pussy's got him thinking differently. When you get a thing like Janae,
I know Janae's pussy. I know it's so fire.
When you get a thing like Janae, you're burning incense and smoking that good.
It's different.
And you're talking about life.
Man said thank you. Name a track. Thank you. Come on, man. What the fuck?
Like Janae's got the Erykah Badu pumps.
I need to go to that thing. Like, I need to go to that concert.
Yeah, you should, man.
But I need to find a way to get to there.
I would have gone if we were going to Barlow.
That's the day. So while you're man are there, I'm going to have to find my way down there. Hopefully we could do a review. We could do a double review when we get to
the podcast. I know people going to that, so yeah, it's going to be good.
Have you got a connect for tickets?
Nah, not for tickets.
I'm gonna have to get exploited for tickets. I'm gonna have to spend like £100 for a ticket.
Jeez.
Is that 100 wrong?
I don't know if the tickets are sold out yet. If they're not sold out, then I'll be out.
Nah, I don't think they are.
I'm buying a ticket ASAP. I'm going to that. Anyway, so I'd like to thank Janae for that song. I can see where Big Sean's head's at. Like, he's burning incense, sage, smoking weed, praying 3 times a day, drinking alkaline water.
She wakes up and drinks alkaline water as well.
Huh?
She wakes up and drinks alkaline water.
Yeah, that's why I'm thanking her for the song. I'm not thanking Big Sean for the song.
Yeah, I hear that still.
That's why it's called Thank You, isn't it? Yeah. Like, we have to thank Janae for the song.
Yeah, man, big up Janae, man.
Shout out to Janae, man. You're the reason that.
Being fire and sexy and just a beautiful woman.
Anyway.
A great woman.
Spice girl.
Anyway.
Huh? Spice girl. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Anyway. We'll talk about Spice Girls later. Anyway. what do you man rate it? So I rate it 7. I think out of the Khaled albums, personally, it's probably the one I can listen to the most.
Yep.
Other than Top Off and No Brainer. True. God, them two songs, I don't know why they're on there. But, like, other than them two songs...
No Brainer?
No Brainer, I can't.
People like... That's people
not for
like
me, though.
Not for us.
That's what I'm saying.
Not for us, but that tune is big out there, you know, like... You know, Bieber's on it and all that kind of stuff. He was on that track.
Quavo.
I don't listen to it.
Quavo and... He's on it. Quavo and Justin
Bieber. I can't lie, yeah, that tune's a vibe. It's not like a tune that you go on your... You know, you go on your streaming service and you...
No, you don't listen to it yourself. It, yeah. But I think it's played in like...
But yeah, like, when if you're hearing it, it's like...
Yeah, but I think it's played in like... in a club somewhere and you're...
I deleted that Beyonce and Jay-Z track.
Am I deleting tunes still? But listen...
I deleted it. I don't want to hear that. If I go to
the bar to go buy a drink and that song comes on, I'm not angry, but...
You're not angry at all?
I'm not dancing to that song.
I might... One foot in front of the...
Anyway, that's ridiculous. Wow. I'm rating the Khaled album 7 out of 10. It's probably in terms of albums, his albums to listen to. I like the Buju feature. The Mavado feature. I like that he's bringing Jamaican culture. Obviously, that he's
been about
that though.
Oh my days, let's not go into that. Anyway,
is he not?
Let's not go into that.
Why not? You don't think Khaled's a culture vulture?
Nah, he's a culture vulture.
Can you give me a reason why?
He's not exploiting the culture, because at the end of the day, he signed Mavado. Mavado signed to his record.
With Damon.
Alright.
Come on.
Yeah, I just don't think
he's heavy with Damon Marley. So
I don't.
So he's on Snapchat for time, praising Jah, going up to his lion, speaking patois. Lion, speaking patois. He has no bumper cleat business. He says bumper. He does all these Jamaican things, and like he's getting money from doing all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
he doesn't practice his culture.
Huh?
He don't practice his culture.
Bro, he does bare shit. Like,
it's Ramadan and he's still eating, clearly.
Jeez.
I'm done.
So you can't let a man do what he's doing, man. Anyway.
He's a vulture, though. He is a vulture. But like, it's not a bad thing. For me, like, I'm not mad at Khaled for doing it, but he is a culture vulture. For me, I think so. Like,
anyway,
what's he doing for culture? What's he doing for Drake?
He's bringing people together that wouldn't normally be on tracks together.
Sure, yeah.
Well, he's been doing that, though.
So, exactly. So, he's doing something for the culture.
Well, Buju and Mavado wouldn't have been on a track together.
Don't know.
Get out of here.
Let's see a feature outside of Khaled's album. Anyway, let's see a feature outside Khaled's album, innit?
I hate you, man.
Anyway, back just you man's review, because I give him my review. You're hating on Khaled being a culture vulture.
I know. I think the album was very good. I would say it's a 7 as well, personally. For me, I'd rate it a 7. Very good track. Very good tracks on the album. Playable, very playable as well. Yeah. Spun it a hell of times.
It's a 5 for me.
Oh, ridiculous. Wow. All right, cool. Why do you fucking give it a 5?
It's not an amazing album. It's like, you know, I'm not going to be listening to a lot of the tracks. In about a week's time, I'm definitely not going to be listening to a lot of the tracks.
Are you going to listen to Thank You?
I'm going to listen. The tunes I'll be listening to in a week's time, still, and maybe even a month's time, is Thank You, Just Us,
Top Off.
Wow.
That might be the worst track on the album,
it is. Definitely. Definitely. That's why I gotta delete that straight away.
I'm gonna delete tunes. But listen, alright, so three, yeah. Thank you, SZA and Higher. That's the only tunes I'm playing.
Okay. Holy Mono, Holy Mountain.
Nah, I'm cool.
Wow.
Don't need it. Holy Mountain was cool, but I don't need it. Like,
alright, cool. Fair enough.
Your tune's been playing in my yard since the dawn of time on every Sunday when my mom's cooking, yeah? So I've heard them, yeah? And that ain't it. There's a bar, yeah? That ain't it.
That's fair enough.
That's why I was confused why you don't like it. Because you're not going to like it next week.
I'm not going to delete it. I left that song on my album because I left that song on my phone because I liked it still.
I deleted the
Jay-Z and that was it. Jay-Z and
Beyonce.
Yeah, and that No Brainer tune. I deleted that because I don't want to hear that.
I have to top off the Maybach.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that at all. It's poor. One of the poorest. I think might be the poorest on the album.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyway, poor. Let's move on swiftly. So to chatty patty business. Rihanna's moved to London.
Oh yeah,
Really. Just first question, lads.
Where is she living, by the way? Do you mind know?
How? If I knew that, I wouldn't be at the podcast.
I think she lives
right
in North. She lives in North.
I wouldn't be in the podcast. Right now.
She lives in North.
I just went on Instagram.
Why is she living in North?
Huh?
Why?
I just heard that she lives in North.
I think she lives in Southwest.
Nah, I went on Insta right now. I went on Insta.
I think I got.
She has no business in North.
I think she lives in North, bro.
Tell nah, me. I think definitely Southwest. The reason I say that is because Southwest
that train is yellow. That's the line. What line is that?
Don't know. That's old though.
Is this an old picture, by the way?
That's old.
Did you put it in a script chat?
No, I did.
Who did? Oh, that's old. Luke did. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's old.
Shit.
Oh, that's an old picture.
Yeah, it's old.
Why didn't you?
She took the train to the O2 one time. That's a Jubilee line.
So allegedly, this is what her house looks like. Don't know where that is in London.
That's not London. That's North. That's like West Hampstead.
No, it's not.
I think that is.
That's South. The Southwest.
No.
She lives in Croydon.
Mom really thinks it's not Southwest. Southwest, bro. I'm telling you.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway,
we don't know. We're speculating, but I don't think it's South. I think it's North.
Southwest. Southwest, or like Richmond.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it's there.
Them out there places, like towards going towards Kingston.
Kingston, yeah.
Places
yeah.
there.
You think it's there? Yeah?
100.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool. I think
someone said that she lives in somewhere in South or West. So I'm like. Okay, Southwest. Got to be a mix. And if it was West, then yeah, that would be like near them places there, like, yeah.
Nah, I don't think so. I think we'll find out because obviously it's Rihanna. Like, it will come to light where she lives.
What are your man's thoughts on it? That like, she's such a big superstar and then she's just coming to our little city.
I don't know how much she's been living here.
No, she allegedly has been for 2 years.
But she travels a lot. So I don't know how. She does a lot of stuff in Europe as well. She does a lot of stuff in Europe.
Yeah, she's
a lot of fashion stuff.
She's probably a hub.
This is her place to go to. Yeah, she goes and then, you know what I mean? I don't think she lives here.
She's probably got bare homes everywhere. Yeah. She lives here. She resides here now. Like, this is where she resides. Everyone has somewhere they reside. She resides here at the moment.
So what you for whatever thought, reason, what's your man's thoughts about that?
I don't know. We can speculate on what.
She does a lot of stuff in Europe. That's the reason why I'd say if she does live here, it would be because of that. Because she does a lot of stuff in Europe. She goes to all these fashion shows, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
She does that.
Maybe.
So that's why I would say that she lives here. Why do you think she lives here?
It makes more sense if she lived in France.
Why?
Why would she?
She'd be more inconspicuous.
But everyone speaks English here.
But she doesn't have to go. Like, she's
gonna be so bait if she's out there.
But she doesn't have to do nothing. No, but she's
Paris.
Technically, she doesn't have to do anything. She's always got an assistant. She can get a French assistant. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but imagine living somewhere. I don't think that's you what don't she speak wants to the do native that. Tongue at all. So you have to get your assistant all the time.
She doesn't want to do that. That's another reason. That's nuts. She doesn't want to do that.
You want to live somewhere where you can just go out and talk to people
and go
and want to talk to them.
And go Sainsbury's because she's been to.
There's people that live in London that don't speak English.
Correct, but they came here because of their conditions where they were living before is horrible.
Can't say that. I'm stating facts. I can say that.
No, of course you can, but I don't think that they came here for other reasons though. Rihanna came out here because she wanted to. it seems.
Yeah, those other people, they might not have wanted to, but they had to. Because the way they were living was just like absolute mad. Trash.
Yeah.
Hear me? Garbage.
Anyway, I just wanted to touch on the topic that she lives in our little city. So if anyone if anyone finds out where she lives,
send her this recording. Rihanna, babes, listen.
You're moving mad.
I'm waiting for you. Yeah. I live in South. I can't say exactly where right now. Yeah. But every Friday at 7 p.m. I will be waiting on the corner at Loughborough Junction Station with a rose, a red rose. So if you come there, I'll be waiting there for half an hour every week.
You're gonna get lined up.
So
you're gonna get lined up. Right, look at my lineups earlier. You're about to get lined up.
Anyway, don't listen to them, man. Up. Yeah.
Some random thing listening to the podcast is gonna find you there.
Thank you. Rihanna, please come and find me, please.
What conversation would you have with Rihanna? Like, honestly, if you had a conversation with her,
I'd give her a hug first off.
She said that she wants to touch you. I'm saying just a conversation.
Faz is definitely
going to
do that. He's
going
to
I'm not going to
give her a hug.
You're definitely
going to
do it. Then you're
going to
get
the body. You'll get scoop slammed into oblivion.
She actually came to the spot that I just said, yeah.
No, she's not on it. I'm saying in terms of you saw her on road. She came to the spot. If you saw her on road.
If you saw her on road, she's definitely going to. You're not hugging her. I don't think you're hugging her. Are you hugging her?
I would try and hug her.
Try to, yeah, but they're not gonna let you.
They're gonna let you.
Obviously not, but obviously I would get into a position where I can hug her. Like I'd be like, "Ree, what go on, Ree? You made it. Ree, you made it. Oh my god, guys, let me get through." And I would just give her a hug. I'd be like,
and then Ree would give her a drop.
Look at this man, man.
Ree, you look amazing. I mean, London's really agreeing with you. What are you off to? You going anywhere special? You know what I mean? Like, and we just talk from there, you know? Yeah.
Nah, bruv, you're getting drop kicked.
100%.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger did the other day.
I think Rihanna's cool.
I was calling Rihanna?
No, Rihanna.
No,
Rihanna, yeah. Like, she's cool. Like, she's a very cool person. So I don't think she would set her security on someone like me. Unless I was like moving mad, I was wearing trousers like Luke.
Why are niggas talking about my trousers? keep my trousers out your mouth. Cause I seen you
They're not in my mouth, bro. Relax.
Pause. Disgusting. I seen you wear egg McMuffin for trousers.
Yeah.
Egg McMuffin. Anyway, go on. But yeah. So,
wait, hold on. Have you man heard this?
What?
Soon, but I like these headphones. Where are these from?
Those are the iHeartRadio.
Yeah, so I have a show tonight. I'd love you to come if you would.
I would love to come.
Does it sound like I'm from Barbados?
Yeah. A little Rihanna thing going
on. Yeah, so like I love to sing. I work really hard and I do my best and that's all I can do. So I try if people like it, then that's great. Yeah. If they don't.
Alright, so
I can't
guess.
Guess
who that is.
Guess that celebrity, man.
What the fuck?
She's UK. Had a couple number one hits.
She ain't popping right now, but she was popping back in the day.
She had number one hits.
Yeah, she went popping. She was popping back in the day. Singer. She's not popping right now. Yeah, singer. She was on The Voice, yeah. That's a big giveaway. But yeah, she was on The Voice. And
Jessie J.
Yeah.
That was us. Yeah. She did well.
Yeah. She did okay.
Yeah, she did all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't fuck with Jessie J, no?
No, I'm not saying I don't fuck with Jessie J.
Jessie's cool.
The Belgian accent was kind of mad.
Yeah. But, I knew you were not going
to
say that.
No, but I give it to her, though.
No, as the resident Belgian, I can't really give that to her, but...
The resident Belgian.
I am the resident Belgian.
Foolishness.
And you're the resident Cuban.
You might have hating on my Cubanness, and I don't understand.
Oh,
you ain't done
it will stop.
When have you done your ancestry?
No, honestly,
Have you done your ancestry? Have you done your ancestry?
I have not done it yet, but honestly, this
when will you stop. Do your, when you do when your ancestry,
it stops, it will stop.
It will say, it will say you're 100% Angolan.
When it stops.
It will say you're 100% Angolan. And after then, you could you cannot tell us you're Cuban.
100% what?
Angolan.
I don't know where you're getting this from. I said 100%.
I was saying Gambian for a mouth.
Fam's a Gambian.
I was saying Gambian.
I swear you were a bit Gambian.
Nah, not, no, definitely not. Not me.
Someone find the transcripts.
You find it. You find it.
Because you were lying about one thing already. You cropped it. When you put it in a group, you cropped it at first.
Not me.
And then added the rest in.
Not me,
not
my
you,
guy.
Yeah?
Not me, my guy.
Wait, I will scroll back, I'm telling you.
Make
even
sure you
it
do.
Takes all day.
Make sure you do.
Even if it takes all day, I will scroll back.
Make sure you do.
And expose. Listen.
Gambia's a nice place, though.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't really care where I'm from, but like, if, you know, but this will stop.
We hope so.
This hate for Cuba will stop.
It's not hate for Cuba.
Listen.
Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, right, cool. You man, listen. Quick question. Quick fire.
Looky, yeah, let's go.
If you were to cheat, sorry. I started wrong already. Okay, cool. Would you want to be cheated on, or would you be rather be the person that does the cheating? Now think about this carefully.
Say again.
So would you want to be cheated on, or would you rather be the person that does the cheating?
Would I rather be the one causing heartbreak, or would I rather be the one
in getting
heartbreak broken? No one wants to be heartbroken.
Yeah, man, at least I get to have fun.
You're moving mad.
Not in a bad way, but like, just like, I get to, like, you get me? At least I get to do stuff, like, you get me? Getting heartbroken is just like,
ugh. It's hard, man. It's hard.
Yeah, it's boring.
You might have been heartbroken before, right?
Yeah. I've been heartbroken.
When was the last time you were heartbroken?
Yeah, yeah, I have.
When was the last time you were heartbroken?
Yeah, I think so.
When I was like 18. I was 19.
I think I was 16.
18, 19.
16, 17.
That was the first and last time.
I was 15.
It's 15.
First and last time. She's a she-devil. Anyway,
Wow. Hell, bro.
She-devil. Jeez.
I'm talking about women like
that, man. She's a she-devil.
She-devil?
Yes. You want me to say he-devil for a guy to make it politically correct?
What did she do that? Was that bad? You don't have to say.
Broke man's heart. She became Insta-famous.
Yeah. See what you did, one of them Insta gals. Yeah?
She became Insta famous for a hot minute.
Yeah, that's where it starts, bro. You should have known. You should have known from that point. You should have known.
I don't know what she's doing with her life now.
Okay. You're shining now, yeah? You're shining on her.
Oh yeah. I'm shining without a beak.
Oh you did. You did.
You're shining without a beak.
Jeez. Oh, I told you to let her know, bro.
No, that's the heartbreak talking. I'm joking. No, yeah, man. I'm from the heartbreak kid, man.
Yeah, man. It's not a good place to be at. It's not a good place to be at.
So we're talking about So would you rather be cheated?
Like, yeah, to be honest, like when I got heartbroken, I don't think I even registered it. I just started being like a hoe.
I think
I've noticed it later because maybe the way I was behaving.
I didn't notice it.
No, it took me like 2-3 years for it to settle in completely. Once it settled in completely, then that's when my whole face started, and I was running rampant.
Yeah, that's
it. I was in these streets.
That's the same thing with me though. I think obviously it happened.
Doing the running, man.
It happened, and then obviously
doing it. Yeah, man. Yeah. Anyway, would I be rather be the cheat or the cheated? I've got self respect in it, so I'm not gonna say I'd rather you be cheated on, because you're pillock if you think you would want to be cheated on.
What word was that?
Pillock.
Jesus Christ. Okay, you're right.
Word of the week. Luke's word of the week.
Mental.
Anyway, what?
That's a pillock. All right, cool.
No, all right, cool. I would have to pick the lesser of two evils, isn't it? I'd have to be the one that's doing the dirt. But
right, yeah.
I'd rather not be in that situation. But I don't need to explain that.
I hear that stuff.
It is what it is.
I hear you.
What would you do? What would you do, Rex? What would you do?
I'd rather be the one doing the cheating. Yeah, but the one doing the cheating, man.
Quite.
Of course. Oh, shit.
Dirty South, yeah?
Wow.
Boing.
Not me.
Jeremy Carl's off the air.
Yeah.
He's off now.
Yeah.
Cancelled
him, isn't it? He's cancelled, yeah. Cancel culture. I mean.
Yeah, man. I guess so. Yeah.
Are you gonna is he going to follow up? Are you going to follow up from that?
What's nah, that? I just thought it was a bit unfair. No, I think it should have been off.
I don't think it should have been taken off, but...
Can't they show reruns anymore?
I think can they?
Don't think they can. I guess because they own it. They own the...
Yeah.
So they can probably show reruns, but what would be the point?
To laugh at people, innit? That's what...
That's what it was made for, right?
For people to laugh at people. Like, at least I'm not on Jeremy Kyle. Haha. Like, you laugh at these people and say, wow, wow. My life's not so bad. At least I'm not on Jeremy Kyle.
You can't really do that, though, because obviously someone passed away from it.
No,
bad,
but
right?
No, but people do that.
Someone killed like, himself. Someone
now, himself. People, but people generally say, oh, my life's not that bad. I'm not on Jeremy Kyle. Haha.
This brother, anyway.
Well, the one that killed himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
now, he clearly had, like, mental health issues, innit?
Like, then why go on the show?
It's not
why
his
did the show let him on the show? So why did the people let him on the show?
Do they do a mental assessment of these people prior to going on the show?
Obviously they don't do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you. I'm asking Fabs, do they do a mental assessment of these people prior to going on the show?
Why is that their problem?
It is their problem.
Why is that their problem, bro? Because someone's passed away now. Someone's dead.
Okay, cool.
So now...
Okay, cool. Wait.
Oh, we didn't go into...
You're talking about things that you do after the fact, right? Like, I'm talking about before that. Okay, no one died before they did that.
Yeah. There must have been other instances or stories like
this. It's popped up with like two or three more incidents, allegedly.
Yeah, so
but,
obviously...
No, but they brought that up after this.
Yeah, but a lot of people bringing up the facts that Love Island's been on for 2-3 years. Well, how long has it been?
Yeah,
2-3 years or something now, and two people killed themselves now from Love Island.
Yeah.
So, like... Isn't that a greater danger to
isn't people, that the same kind of thing, though?
To people. I think it's not getting the traction that in terms of, like, people feeling sorry for the people that are on there because of the kind of people that go onto Love Island. And it's in terms of that the people are quite braggadocious and arrogant and they're confident and they probably, like, they're not the kind of people that people feel sorry for, unfortunately.
Right.
Like, everyone has issues, innit? No matter how confident you appear to be, how braggadocious you appear to be, and how flamboyant you appear to be,
yeah.
People don't... Like, everyone has issues. So these
but
people,
why would you go on to the
Lord, onto
TV
Love
show
Island.
Or Love Island and Jeremy Carl, even if you have a problem? Like, if you have... If you
right,
have
these are two different... These are problem. These are two different instances, though.
I guess they're two different issues, because I know the Love Island thing, the brother... Basically, when he came out, he wasn't basically... He didn't think the love was... basically, he thought that he was going to be receiving a certain type of love, but he wasn't getting that when he came out. So that's why he...
In terms from the public.
From the public, yeah. So he thought that he was loved, but he wasn't. He was getting the opposite to what he thought he was going to get. Because he'd done something in the... I don't know what it was, because I don't really watch Love Island like that, but
yeah.
I'm going to start to, though.
Because
Game of Thrones was so trash. But anyway, so I thought I got to replace it with something this year. So he did something in there, and then, like, he was, like, being held up for it. And then, so when he came out, he thought, yeah, I can ride off of that. But he wasn't getting that love, and he wasn't getting love, so that's why he killed himself. So I guess it's different, but, you know, just the Jeremy Carl thing, I'm confused. Like, I mean, I think it's harsh only because it's like he shouldn't. Yeah, like, I just don't think he should. He shouldn't have come off the air.
Why
is he being blamed? They, you know, he puts out an ad and people come on. You don't, if you have something wrong with you. To the point where, like, you know what's going to... You're going on the show for before you go on the show. You know what you're going on there for.
But you know what on the show...
And if that's going to hurt you so badly to find out, like, you know... If you're nervous or whatever, like, lie detector tests ain't, like, foolproof. Like, you get me? They're not foolproof. That's why they don't, like... If lie detectors were foolproof, they'll be in court, like... So, they're not foolproof. So, you know, if you're nervous, you might detect it wrong. So, like, if you know that, you know what I mean, you're going through something, maybe anxiety or whatever, and you know that, you know, potentially going on that show could ruin your life because of what they're going to ask you, why would you put yourself through that? Or why would the people around you put you through that? Like, it's just a bit...
That's a good question, but bear in mind, though, on the show, I'm pretty sure they have these counsellors. I'm pretty sure they have counsellors for aftercare. So after when you've been on the show, you've done your story, whatever, you have counsellors aftercare. So he must have got that. He must have got that, yeah? But obviously, maybe that didn't work. So then he's obviously, do you know what I mean, killed himself, basically. So there must be, there's got to be something else there's got to be something else. That's
a mad one.
Yeah, it's a bit mad.
Anyway, I don't know why we're back on Jeremy Carr, and it's cancelled, it's done.
No, obviously, you know, like, it's just a follow-up, isn't it? It's a quick one anyway, but yeah. I just thought,
Why are you saying it should be cancelled? I said it last podcast, though.
Didn't do anything positive to the people that were really on the show. Except from, like, the people that maybe found out their fathers.
Yeah, exploiting people's...
Find out who their dad was, like, who they had a lie to test. Except from those people there. I don't think it really did too much.
But everything exploits someone. So I can't really say that...
It's clear exploitation.
Bare things are clear exploitation. Newspapers do clear exploitation all the time. The news do clear exploitation all the time as well.
Who do they clearly exploit?
What? They clearly exploit people all the time.
No, but they're...
Different... That's like everybody.
Like, but you're using people... Newspapers are using other people... Your stories, they're going through people's backgrounds without their permission. These people clearly have... either needs in terms of financial needs, what they need to pay off because they get paid to go on the show, number one, which they don't highlight. These people sign up, they're getting paid. There's obviously there's a structural there's like a structure within society in terms of they might be on, most of the people on that go on the show are on benefit. I went through this last episode. They might be on benefits and whatnot, but obviously they need the peas in it. Maybe they need the peas in it, so they sign up to the show. Say, okay, if I go in here and make a storyline for myself or something, then maybe I'll get the peas off it. Like, these people don't think logically. Like, we're thinking logically about the situation. Some people don't think logically, and if these people have mental health issues on top of these issues, then they're clearly not going to think logically, and they're not going to think about the repercussions of what's happening.
You can't be blamed for someone else's mental health issues. Some people keep their mental health issues to themselves.
But when in a position where you have psychiatrists and whatnot within your team to help aid these people exploit these people, then you should be able to say, all right, cool. We'll assess you prior to coming on the show. I don't know what they do prior to going on the show anyway. But if they don't assess these people...
why do that? Why?
But to see if they're mentally stable to deal with the repercussions.
Because every kind of feedback you get from the show...
Okay, cool. So then someone passes that test and they go on the show.
Yeah.
Then what? And then the same thing happens.
Then there has to be some kind of contract, legally binding contract, that states, okay, we've got a third party physician here to say this person's mentally well and stable to come
on
the show.
But they have that, though. They have that on the show.
A third party person.
Oh, a third party. Okay. No,
a third party, someone that's not employed by the show, someone that's not getting money.
That doesn't stop people from killing themselves after hearing
something. All right, but I'm saying, like,
so that person could pass the test. This same guy that killed himself could have passed that test that you're saying and then been devastated by the news that he heard on the show and, you know, maybe have kept his mental health issues to himself and at bay at that point in time. But then when he got by himself, which it seems like that's what happened, he got by himself.
No, but it wasn't like a one-off issue incident. I think he sent us several texts saying that he's going to
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is like he went off, like he was by himself and then he, you know what I mean? Like he's sending her message saying he's going to do it and whatever because he's so distraught by the thing. But maybe at the show, it was, you know, he was angry, but it wasn't like that. And then he's gone away and it's, you know what I mean, dawned on him and whatever. So all of those tests and stuff that you do beforehand, he could have passed all of that. He could have gone through it like with flying colours and then he's heard the news and then he's gone away and then there's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that you can do about that, really. That is kind of out of your control, which is why I'm saying it's a bit harsh to, kick off the show because it's not Jeremy Cowell's fault, like, why he killed himself.
It's not his fault.
And that's exactly what we got. That's what Jeremy We would have to focus on. Like, if it's actually Jeremy Kyle's fault, you can kind of.
It's not Jeremy Kyle. It's Jeremy Kyle, but it's the show. It's the show.
It's nothing to do with Jeremy Kyle. I'm talking about the show.
I'm talking about the show.
The show.
The show has been axed.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. The show is called Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah, but he's the fake that they developed his character and the face of the show, which is him. But at the end of the day. There's puppet masters behind there pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they pick out who's going to come in the show. All that kind of stuff.
What the storyline and how it's going to be like. How's he going to treat the people when they come on there? Like, they probably go through this prior to all of that.
Right.
So, you need to think, like, he's, at the end of the day, he's just a man with his when he's gone on the show himself, they said he's had his own issues in terms of he's been a gambling addict. So,
that's fine,
okay. Like, everyone's got their demons in it.
I didn't know none of this stuff.
Yeah, anyway, everyone's got their demons in it. But, like, I don't even know why we're still on this, to be honest. Like, yeah, it's done.
It's a good topic.
It's interesting, but
I don't think we should talk about it no more. Like, it's done. They're gone.
You, man, really hate man still.
Hate who?
Don't hate Jeremy Carr. I don't know Jeremy Carr.
Why would I hate Jeremy Carr?
You do.
I used to watch it when I was at uni.
No. It doesn't matter. No. I just thought it was a good topic to talk about, but we'll move on because you don't want to move on, innit? So.
No. Listen.
I'm not going to drag it now. I'm not going to say that and then we're going to talk about it again. That's cool. You said that you want to dead it. I just said, listen, dead it because you don't want to dead it. We're not going to talk about that. Let's move on. It's all good. Ting done. Jamie Oliver thing.
That was my story.
He's done out there.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, man, we shut him down, man.
Yeah, oh, he's man. A, with a black
you
folk.
Fuck, yeah, man, you hear me?
Yeah, we shut him
fuck
down.
With us, we fuck with you, bro.
I think it was the government.
What?
Oh, it was the government?
From the inside out.
What?
They went into a shitty restaurant, tasted his shitty food, and kept cooking
it. Were you not eating it?
Nah.
Oh, my.
I went there once, it was terrible.
Have you been to James Italian?
Oh, my days.
It was terrible.
Is it?
I don't know. I went there at the airport.
Is it?
At airport once.
There's one in Angel. I always saw it, but I know
terrible.
I'd rather eat Nani for an hour. Like, that's a nasty.
It's not that bad. Nani's eating Nani for an hour.
For an hour, though. Not for an hour. That's what I said. Anyway, forget it.
I said it's nasty. No, it's alright.
For an hour.
No, that's nasty.
Big man, you're right.
That's nasty. How are you eating Nani for a whole hour? That's disgusting. Your mouth must be rancid.
Rancid. I wouldn't use that word, but man, I wouldn't use that.
Rex eats dirty Nani.
Why?
No,
one split for me. No one split for me.
He ain't dirty Nani, man. That's cool.
Yeah, nah, man. Like, yeah, man. We got him in it. Fuck it, man.
But no, it's mad because his whole. Empire's in.
He's done.
It's a whole empire. What he's built for the how many 20 years? Is gone.
It's 20 years. That's
it must not his like restaurants, but obviously if his restaurants go into administration, he needs to be able to. Does he have to be able to fund that, or like he has to put his finance? Does he have to claim bankruptcy on that?
So he pays for the administrators. So he has he's paying, a team of administrators to sort out whatever. They need to sort out.
Okay.
So I guess he. Oh, like. Yeah, like they basically just sort out. Basically, it's closed down 100%. Like when something goes into administration, it's closed down 100%. But the administrators do whatever they can to, I guess, stop as much damage as possible, I guess.
Yeah. What damage is that, man? I'll just close it from now.
What, James? No, it's closed.
No, it's closed.
But obviously, like, just. You know, more damage can be done. Like, if you don't hire administrators or whatever to sort out whatever, I guess, you know.
They're going to handle the peers is coming in and out of the place. There must be hella money just going out.
He might as well pour petrol on a couple of the restaurants and just claim the insurance. Burn it.
That's the baddest thing I've ever heard. There, Jamie Oliver restaurants across the country are burning.
Claim the insurance money. pay the workers, like, salary. God, bare people ain't got paid from working there, you know.
Yeah.
Bro, the food is absolutely garbage, bro. Atrocious. So bad, bro.
It's atrocious.
Yeah, at least you might have tasted it.
I went there and
burnt. No, man. I went Brum.
I went Brum one time and I ate there.
Yeah, it's a Jamie's Italian. Why did you go to Young Wags or something?
Well, no, because I didn't think it was.
I went there in the morning.
I've never had it before, innit? Like, so I didn't know. So, I was walking around. I was with my ex at the time and I was walking. We were walking around and we're like, oh, look, well, let's go Jamie's. Let's go Italian, innit? Fuck it. I don't think there was many options at the time. And we were just like, ah, cool, let's go. Terrible, man. The worst thing I've ever had. As I say,
I'd rather eat for two hours. Italian's really hard to get right, actually, when you think about it. I don't think I've really been to an Italian restaurant, I don't think, even.
Blood, I went to an Italian restaurant in Italy. It was terrible.
So I'm saying it's hard to get right. Even in Italy, it was terrible.
Right in Italy.
Man, I've never been there. I've never been to an Italian restaurant, actually.
It was terrible.
Have you ever been to an Italian restaurant?
Nah.
You never been to Vaps?
What?
Vapiano's.
I went to Vapiano once. That was decent.
Vapiano was better than the Italian restaurant I went in Italy.
Do
you know what they presented me? They presented me with fucking
ciabatta bread.
No, it wasn't even the bread.
Wow.
You're moving mad. I asked for seafood linguine and they gave me seafood linguine. I opened the crab's head and then bare ink come out of the prawn's head. Bare ink come out of the prawn's head. I was like, yeah, you can take this back. It was disgusting.
Ugh, bro.
So bare ink all over my food.
I said ink.
Straight from the head. I don't know what if it was ink or blood, but it was black.
It's probably his poo though, because is that a prawn you said?
No, it's probably
it was a giant prawn. It was a giant prawn.
So it's probably the eye.
No, but I took the head off. It wasn't the eye. I just took the head off.
And that's where the shit's though.
No, the shit is in the tail.
It's in the tail.
But
and it's from the back to the tail. No,
yeah,
but
from the back to the tail. That's how.
It it doesn't. It's
when
not.
You watch them shows, they
no, but it doesn't. When you open it, it doesn't pour out as like liquid like that.
Yeah.
So it was liquid like blood, but it was black. So it was either ink or I don't know what else it could be.
Some prawn though. Prawn have ink.
I don't know what it was then.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's nasty.
Fuck with it. That's horrible. How did we get to Italian?
But like I said,
Jamie.
It's hard to get Italian. I've never been to. Well, I've only been to Fappiano's, but that's like a.
Fuck you, Jamie.
Yeah, he's done out. Yeah.
Fuck you, Jamie, man. This is what happens when. Get me. This is how we felt
when you fuck with the culture.
When you fuck with the school dinners.
When you made what do you make? Jerk chicken.
Jerk rice.
Punchy
fuck jerk rice.
Yeah, man. Idiot. Oh, I'm punching you in the face.
Fucking idiot, man.
Administration.
Suck your mama.
You're even mad, bro.
That's mad. Suck your mother.
When I say mama, you're even
mad.
When I say your mama, you're even mad. True Jamaican. True jet rice. The true jet rice.
Shit.
Alright, cool. So, talking about food, Fabs, prior to podcast, you're talking about KFC.
No, I was just saying, like obviously, that fucking colonel didn't make that chicken. Like, come on, like, are we falling for that? Is that what we're falling for, yeah? In 2019, yeah? The colonel, like, fucking making that chicken, yeah?
What's my makes a chicken in the morning?
This is actually mad.
Yeah, he made that, yeah?
I had a conversation with someone, and... Oh, this is mad.
I'm going.
Anyway, go on. No,
the colonel's mad racist.
After. So.
No, talk about it, because I'm going to just research that real quick.
But they were saying, go check the KFC ads. I was thinking about, what do you mean, go check the KFC ads? But then it goes back to what he said, and then how... What did you say just now? That he didn't make it, right?
No. The colonel was a slave owner, bruv.
Yeah, that's what...
That's
what I think she was getting at still, because that's what she said. So she said something like, go check the ads from, like, way back. I'm like, huh?
Bro, yeah, the KFC, like, he's a slave owner, bro.
Madder. That's mad. This was early in the week. This is crazy.
I can't find it right now. But I know that obviously the colonel was from way, way back.
But the secret recipe. What's the KFC secret recipe? What do you think it is?
I don't know.
All purpose.
Nah.
It doesn't taste like all purpose.
Nah, it doesn't.
It doesn't taste like all purpose, bruv.
What do you think it is? Nutmeg. Cinnamon.
I knew someone who had the Maldives recipe.
What?
They had the Maldives chicken recipe.
That's fried chicken, man. It's just normal fried chicken.
It's not.
It's not, man. Because sometimes.
You know what? To be honest. Some of them are just normal fried. I think now it's more normal fried chicken, but back in the day, Maldives had a signature.
It was more spicy.
No, yeah. It was more spicy.
It was more spicy.
Yeah, they had like a signature, but I think now because there's so many of them, and they're all like franchised.
Yeah, the hot wings.
Yeah,
they reduce the spice.
They put a little bit of paprika in there.
Yeah,
the paprika wings.
That's a paprika wings.
You might eat a paprika wing.
Did she still have that? Does she still have the recipe, or does she know what's in it still?
I have no idea because I don't know her anymore. But like,
did she used to wear
the recipe? How did she get it?
I don't know.
She used to fuck boss man.
She must have.
Must have, boy. Must have sucked a dick.
Oh wow!
Sucked a dick for a chicken wing.
What?
Nah.
I'm sure someone sucked a dick for a chicken wing before.
What?
Yeah.
None of my friends, I don't think.
Sucked a dick for a chicken wing.
Yeah, maybe.
For a chicken wing. Wow.
What's the value of your penis? Go.
This is a mad question, man.
What? What's the stock in on the stock market? Your penis is on the stock market. What's the value of your penis?
Billion.
It's plummeting. The stock is plummeting.
Why? Because it's a million, right? Why can't it be a million?
With the bodies that you have, what on the stock market, what would your penis be?
Bruv, I got 7 bodies.
Your stock is plummeting.
I'm chatting
my shit. Your stock is plummeting.
mine's
I said I'm chatting shit. Like, I got 7 bodies, bro.
I think mine's like a couple racks. Couple racks.
What, 2 racks?
2 racks.
Yeah, maybe it's a couple, 2 racks.
Huh? Yo, value yourself, king. Value yourself,
king. You ain't worth
king,
a billion.
Mine's got 7 bodies. Of course it's a billion.
Your body.
I'm a million this market.
You?
I'm a little Wayne.
Man, like, ain't nothing like billies or millies.
I'm a milli.
A couple hundreds.
Yeah, Luke, you're about maybe 50 quid.
You're even mad. You're 2 pennies then.
Big man.
You're 2 pennies
per
share. I've
got 7 bodies, bro.
You're 2 pennies per share.
You've got 20 bodies.
Wow. Wow.
I just saw the number.
Wow. That's incorrect. Wow.
Bro, I've got 7 bodies, so of course, obviously, mine's a million because I'm a treasure. It's hard to find 7 bodies.
I think
I'm a young black man.
You're not young anymore. But
I'm young, man.
You're old, bro.
I'm young,
man. You're 30, man. 30,
I'm
30.
Not 30, but I hear you.
30, 30, man.
I hear you, man. Keep hating, lads.
30 years on the keep stock hating, market. Man. Your stock's plummeting, man.
Keep hating, man. Keep hating 92, boys.
92, boys.
Listen.
All right, cool. Are we done? Is that it?
Nah, man. Like,
what you got left?
Come on, man. Like, what? Like,
what you got left?
What's the value, man?
I gave you my value. A milli.
A milli. You ain't worth
it. Be real with yourself.
A couple racks, bro.
Yeah, I say I'm 15 bands, 20 bands.
Nah, you ain't 15 bands.
I think I'm 15, 20 bands.
Nah, you're a rack.
Are you moving mad? I've got my stock is a lot higher than yours.
Wrong.
Stock is
wrong again.
Man, them not know their own value. If you were not on the stock market, you man, stock is plummeting.
Oi, 7 bodies, bro. Oh, I'm good. 1 mil. Give me my money. Rex, if you worked at an abortion clinic, yeah, what
Wow.
Sorry?
If you worked at an abortion clinic, what song would you play?
Oh, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. That is wild. Oh, no.
Think about it. What song would you play?
It's going down.
Oh.
I'm going down. No, I'm joking. That's bad. That's wild. That's wild.
Oh my god.
That's a buzzer.
Oh.
It's a buzzer lead.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I can't. Oh my god.
I think this might be the last podcast ever.
Yeah. I can't get it.
I think this might be the last podcast ever.
Oh. That's horrible. I don't know. Making my way downtown.
My sense is a lighter, isn't it? 10,000 miles.
Yeah.
Yo, you're mad.
If I could fall into the sky.
Oh, no. I'm not used to think this is an awesome
one. Yeah, mine's All Falls Down, Kanye West.
Yeah, it's all got down in it, isn't it? What'd you play?
Oh, shit, there goes my baby.
That's
wow.
They're going to be balling in the clinic.
Wow.
And it's
wow.
Nah, but nobody playing. What did you lot think about this whole thing in Alabama?
What about the, you're not allowed to get an abortion if you get raped and these things there?
It's mad.
And then, like,
America's a mess.
America's, like, I saw laws like, if the guy, like, rapes the woman and the woman, he can still have custody over the child.
Mad.
Yeah, I saw that as well. And that's the one that confused me completely.
That was crazy.
Confused me completely because I just don't understand how that even makes sense.
It's sickening. Like, these men are just...
This is what I'll say about America, bro. It's a mess. It's literally a mess.
In America,
you can rape someone, and then it's not classed as rape, basically, no?
Yeah, no.
In America...
Is it still rape?
So, no.
It's not rape, then?
It is rape. In logical sense, it's rape.
No, logical sense, it's rape, but...
But in America,
God forbid. But anyway, say if someone raped... Like, so a man raped a woman, yeah?
Yeah.
She won't get an abortion, but... And she gets pregnant, yeah?
Yeah, she's not allowed to get an abortion.
She can't get an abortion, but is it still classed as rape, though?
Oh, she can, but it's going to be 6 weeks, right? 8 weeks.
Eight weeks.
Sound mad short. But is it still classed as rape, though? That's what I want to know. Is it still classed as rape? Because they're seeing it as... Alright.
So it's classed as rape, but if she doesn't, you know, try and abort it before 6 weeks, then she's got to keep it.
And the rapist can fight for custody.
Yeah.
In jail, because he's raped her.
That's a confused. That's a sticky.
Yeah, I don't know what that's the situation confusing. Is, but yeah, I saw something like that on the internet. Yeah. Obviously, internet's not 100% true, but
no, but that is true though.
America's mad, man.
It is mad. That's the thing is, saying. Right? Like, and obviously, the Charlamagne broke it down pretty well. Like, it's all about over there. It's all about self-preservation for these old white people. You know, they want to make sure that white people are the majority in it in the country. So, you know, all these old bigoted white people over there, they're like gonna die soon. You know, they're not gonna be around maybe in 20 years. But if they have enough people that are like them, you know, born, like white people born, you know what I mean, they'll be the majority still, and hopefully they'll be able to continue this fucking foolishness for years and years to come, innit? But, because they don't want us to take over, or just minorities in general to take over, like they don't want that at all. They don't want to be a progressive country.
But it's just,
I don't get it.
Just a simple theory of proximity. They're going to end up having... great grandchildren that are mixed race, so it doesn't matter what they do, they're not going to stop. No. They can't stop, won't stop. It's bad boy, baby. That's all I have to say to these ignorant white people. Yeah, innit? They can't stop and it won't stop. These, like, at the end of the day, no matter what they do, their great grandchild is going to be ethnic in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, yeah. I just think they look at America. Look, America's one of the biggest superpowers in the world. They look at China, which is the number one, and they go. China, all their people, you know, stick together. They, you know, they breed with each other, all of that, and you know, they stay strong. And you know, America, they want to do that same thing. I feel like they want to keep that same thing, but they've relied on for centuries minorities to fucking help them do loads of shit. So you kind of fucked yourself with that. Like, if you just, you know, if you done everything yourself, then maybe people would respect that. And do you know what I mean? Like, you know, just like, because the Chinese, they don't bother us. They fucking help us more time with technology and, you know what I mean? They fucking push the fucking, they set the bar for everything,
yeah,
pretty much. So, you know, no one's complaining that they're doing whatever they're doing, but, you know, you can't fucking, you know, treat minorities like pieces of shit, like for fucking centuries. Let us help you build your country and then you want to do shit like this so that you can fucking... make sure that you stay, you know what I mean, like stay the majority. It's bullshit. It's actually bullshit, man. But
cool. Yeah, we owe our listeners two podcasts now, because I was gonna we owe the clash the conversation between north, south, east and west, but fuck east and west, north and south, innit, because we're from south.
Shit, yeah,
we owe them that conversation. And the other conversation is Huawei versus America.
Right,
and
right,
the conversation, right. why aren't they allowing Huawei in America? Obviously, there's theories. Obviously, America might feel threatened in terms of they're stealing people's information already. Yeah. They don't want
back doors in the
technology. They don't want China to find out about the information, rat-tat-tat, and whatnot. But we need to do our digging and get more information on that.
I'll call that. Yeah.
So I think we owe our listeners two podcasts dedicated to two different things. Or not? Yeah. Well, let's not dedicate a whole podcast to the Huawei thing.
The Huawei thing,
Maybe we'll drop it in the next podcast, innit?
Yeah, we'll see what else happens.
But ongoing, I think maybe we should research on that.
But yeah, man.
Yeah.
Anything else, lads, that you want to address before we get off and head home?
Nah.
Nothing that you want to address now?
Nah, man.
Nah, nothing?
Not yet.
Nothing, not yet.
Maybe next podcast.
Wow. Mental.
Wow.
Let me just check and see if there's anything that I've missed that I want to get jiggy with. Let me see here. Just Game of Thrones, but like.
Quick wrap up of Game of Thrones. It was shite. The whole season was shite. If you never watched Game of Thrones before, watch season 1 to 7. Amazing. You don't need to see the ending. It was terrible.
I don't know, watch that nonsense.
Watch episode. What? I don't watch. Watch episode. Bargain. Alright, watch episode. Wait, watch episode.
Game of Thrones.
Watch episode three. Watch episode three. Episode three of season 8, and that's it. Keep it moving. Keep it jiggy.
To be honest, you know what? I actually think, and I was saying this to someone the other day, I actually think that if you watch it like a binge, like because obviously they're all out now, it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch it as a binge, I think you would probably enjoy season 8. Like you wouldn't mind it as much as we did because we all watched it together.
There's anticipation,
like, you know, after we watched it, man was watching analysis, like, you know what I mean? Like, man was doing a lot in it. So when you watch it, you know, as a binge, you know, one day you probably will, Rex, because it's actually the greatest show of all time.
It's not Breaking Bad. Well,
then Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I think Breaking Bad's better.
Crazy.
That's, I think Breaking Bad's better. They're two different programs, but I think Breaking Bad's better.
Game of Thrones is the greatest.
Breaking Bad ended better, so I can't complain.
Nah, but that doesn't mean anything, man.
It was consistently throughout all, like, from but season two.
You're gonna say
from season two, season two, Game of Thrones got good. From season two, Breaking Bad got really good. Consistently from season two until the end.
Breaking Bad didn't end good.
Sorry?
Breaking Bad didn't end good.
It ended really good.
It didn't really, but...
It ended on a cliffhanger.
Breaking Bad ended decent. I liked it.
It didn't end good.
It ended on a cliffhanger.
No, it was decent. It was good.
It ended better than Game of Thrones. But like, what I'm saying is...
No, you don't know.
He drove.
He was on the floor and the police came.
At the end of the day...
See what happened.
Oh, yeah, that was... Okay, that was actually the last episode. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Look, Game of Thrones 1 to 7 of beautiful storytelling... And greatness. One season of just confusion, and I have no idea why it was like that. Like, I don't understand. It was ridiculous. But you can't say that that isn't the greatest show of all time because of one season, and that season had 6 episodes. We can't do that. That's not what we're going to do.
I don't think it was the greatest show of all time. Like, so it depends what you like.
What?
Like, I like Sopranos.
You're going to say Breaking Bad was. So
Breaking Bad.
But, okay, cool. But The Wire was better than Breaking Bad. So then now The Wire is better than Breaking Bad.
The Wire wasn't better than Breaking Bad. Season 2 and 4, The Wire was good. Season 2 was terrible. Season 2 was terrible. It was skippable. Season 3 was good. Season 4 was good.
The Wire is better than Breaking Bad.
I think you might bug it.
I'm not bugging.
Anyway,
it's a drug cartel show. So there's loads of them out there. So you can't be like that. Game of Thrones. There's not enough. There's literally nothing out there like it.
Go watch Vikings.
The scale of Vikings. I know. Like, there's nothing out there like
Game of Thrones. Vikings.
No, I'm talking about the story and the world, bro. It's not. There's not much like that. Like
16th century.
I might watch Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is really good.
Go watch Sopranos, man.
Luke's only saying that just because he was disappointed by the 8th season, yeah?
I just started watching Luther, by the way. It's amazing.
Luther's amazing, yeah.
I just started watching it. It's amazing. Don't spoil it for me. It's amazing.
I won't, man.
First season. It's so amazing. Good.
Yeah, Luther's sick.
Supois.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm surprised you even said Cena. Luther's sick,
man. Yeah. It's really good, man. I started watching that. Anyway, I'll leave it there. No analysis from me. Everyone start watching Lufa. Fuck Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is cold. Just don't watch season 8. Season 8 didn't happen to me. For me.
And it
just didn't happen.
Yeah, hope everyone had a good week. Or everyone listening to this continues to stay blessed.
Keep sharing, keep liking.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, listening to our nonsense.
Listen
to our informed nonsense every week. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, good day, good morning.